With more kids being hit with respiratory viruses, a greater than usual number of children aged 17 and under have recently been showing up to the Lionsgate Emergency Department with those kinds of problems, according to Vancouver Coastal Health. As one recent example, in a two-day period, November 23 to November 25, 21 kids were brought to the North Vancouver ER with respiratory illness. One of those children was subsequently admitted to hospital, according to VCH. During that same time period, the North Shore Urgent and Primary Care Center averaged 9 visits a day from kids under 19 for respiratory-related reasons. The uptick in kids' visits for respiratory illness on the North Shore comes as BC Children's Hospital in Vancouver has experienced a more serious surge of patients showing up to the ER for similar problems. In the face of lengthy waits, that sometimes stretched to 12 hours, that has meant triaging some less serious cases from BC Children's Emergency Department to other healthcare facilities nearby due to a surge of kids with respiratory illnesses. Most kids' ER visits due to flu. Most of the recent surge in respiratory viruses among children has been caused by influenza, rather than COVID-19, according to Dr. Bonnie Henry, the province's health officer. Vancouver Coastal Health has reported a much higher number of flu cases this fall than has been seen for the past 2 years. Henry said in a press briefing Monday that the strain of flu circulating this year can cause more severe illness in both young children and seniors. Henry said hospitals around the province have reported this week they are seeing more serious cases of flu in children. Influenza can actually cause more severe illness in children than COVID-19, said Henry, including leading to secondary bacterial infections that can cause severe pneumonia. Flu vaccination rates remain low in children. All children over the age of 6 months are eligible for influenza vaccination, and flu shots are being given free at COVID-19 clinics and at pharmacies, but rates of vaccination among kids have remained stubbornly low, even in the face of sick kids showing up to emergency departments. Across BC, only about 15% of kids and teens have received the flu vaccine this fall. Those vaccination numbers are slightly better on the North Shore. According to the Ministry of Health, 16% of kids aged 6 months to 4 years old have received flu vaccine in West Vancouver, while 22% have received the jab in North Vancouver. Among children and teens aged 5 to 17, those flu vaccination rates are 20% and 25% respectively. On Monday, Henry and Dix urged families to get their kids vaccinated ahead of the holiday season to avoid overwhelming hospitals with sick children or passing the flu on to vulnerable family members. For children with a strong aversion to needles, a nasal spray containing the flu vaccine is also available. Meanwhile, COVID-19 vaccination rates also remain low in children. Only 8% of children 4 and under in West Vancouver and 13% of that age group in North Vancouver have received 2 doses of vaccine. Among kids aged 5 to 11, rates of vaccination are better on the North Shore. Between 51 and 62% of them have received at least 2 doses of COVID-19 vaccine. The North Vancouver School District has reported an approximately 5% absence rate for students recently, slightly higher than normal. Similarly, in the West Vancouver School District, rates of absenteeism among elementary school children has also been slightly higher than normal for this time of year.